Okay, this is April 19th, 1988, and I'm talking to Walter Miller. And this is your post office, Craigsville, isn't it?
Yes.
Tioga.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get a mail tow, but this is actually a suburb of Craigsville.
Okay. You want to play a little of that Sally Gooden on there?
Sally Gooden. Yeah. Saying what year you were born? Well, January 9th, 1914.
1914. And you made your first dulcimer about?
I was 14 years old and made the first one.
About 1928 then?
Uh-huh.
And that dulcimer had how many strings?
Three
strings.
First one was three strings.
And did it have the hourglass
yes.
shape?
Yes, sir.
Hourglass shape. And now, where did you get your idea to make one? Or?
Well, I just experiment with them and kept changing. I made a four string, then finally I made a six string.
Okay. But you had seen one some?
Not a six string or four string, just three.
You'd seen three string.
Uh-huh.
And where did you see that?
It was a friend of mine had one over at Tioga Mines.
Uh-huh.
And I traded him an old shotgun for the first one I'd ever seen. And from there, I started making them.
Uh-huh. And do you have any idea where that first one came from or anything, or what happened to it?
Never did know.
Uh-huh. Do you ever know what happened to it?
No, I never did.
You lost it somewhere.
Just got away from it, and I never did see it again.
And so then you made, how many four strings do you think you made before you?
Maybe three or four before I made the six.
Before you made the six string. And all your dulcimers have a headstock that look like that?
Similar to that, uh-huh.
Or did you make any with the
wooden keys?
Scroll on it.
No, I never made that type.
You always had this flat style? Uh-huh. With the slotted?
Yes.
And then you came up with this pattern here yourself?
Uh-huh.
Is this, do you think you sort of got this from a fiddle, or?
Oh,
the idea of that?
I saw that design on the violin, and I just cut it out like that.
Uh-huh. Do you know what wood this is made of?
It's made of poplar.
Throughout. Poplar throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Pretty interesting.
Spruce is the best wood for the top.
Uh-huh.
And I like a hardwood for the back, like cherry or maple or Honduras mahogany is good for a back and side.
Uh-huh.
They have two sound posts. They don't seem to have the tone unless they have the right sound post.
Two sound posts inside.
Uh-huh.
And was that your idea to do that? You saw that?
No, the original dulcimers, the old time ones, had two. That gives it the tone.
Uh-huh. Transfers the tone from the front to the back, I reckon. Huh. Have you experimented around with where to put those sound posts, or?
Well, the best place is down about 10 inches each way from each end.
Uh-huh.
I found about 10 inches down each way.
In the center? Right underneath the fretboard. And Tell me about some more about this dulcimer. What do you use for frets on it?
Bale wire.
Bale and wire?
Yeah, like back then they used bale wire to bale hay.
Yeah.
Just cut out a bale wire and cemented in there. At that time, I couldn't find frets.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're put in there on bale wire.
Uh-huh. And guitar keys on it?
Uh-huh.
Now, were they original like that? Is that the way you put them on originally?
Yes.
Always been on there?
That was built July the 4th, 1933. The date is inside of it, see?
Is it?
1933, that's been a while back, hasn't it?
Yeah. Did it have a strap on it at one time?
It had a strap on it, so it just wore out.
Uh-huh. And does it have some nails or pegs or something down through?
Someone put them nails in after it got away from me. It was gone from 1936, and it came back about a year ago. A man brought it back to me for repair.
Yeah.
I'd forgot all about it.
Huh.
Been gone a long time.
Yeah.
It was over in the Greenbrier County.
Is that right?
Leslie, over in there. Quinwood.
Uh-huh. Who's the man that had it?
Arthur Bales. He was a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
I worked with him. I was a brakesman on a motor. He was a motorman in the mine.
Uh-huh.
And I let him have that dulcimer, and I'd forgot about it. And it came back about a year ago.
That's pretty nice, honey. Do you know where any other of your other old dulcimers are that you made, the first ones you made?
No, they've got away, and I don't know.
I have no idea. Well, how long have you sold dulcimers?
How long have I made them?
To sell.
To sell? Yeah. Oh, I hardly ever sell one. I've sold five in the last year, just friends, people drop in, want one. I don't really try to sell them.
Uh-huh.
Just somebody happen to come by and want one, I'll let him have it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Was there a... Yeah, you got started way back, and then you made some. Was there a stretch of time that you didn't make any, or have you always made
it? Yeah, there was a long time there that I didn't make any.
Yeah.
Oh, well, probably 30 years before I was too busy to fool with them. I was building.
Yeah.
See, I was a building contractor for about 30 years, and I was too busy to mm-hmm. fool with them.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, is this the only one you made with this kind of a shape?
That's the only one I ever made like that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The rest of them had the hourglass shape.
Can you remember the first one of those things you ever saw? Was that
yes.
the one?
A friend of mine owned one at the Tioga Mine, and the name of Oakey Woods. It was a three-string instrument.
Uh-huh.
I never knew who made it.
Uh-huh.
But I traded him an old shotgun for it. Back then, it wasn't any money.
Right.
Back in 1930 during the Depression. So I traded for it. From there, I just kept experimenting with them.
Uh-huh.
Hobby.
Yeah. Oh, I see. This is a person's silhouette under
uh-huh.
here. I didn't notice that till just now.
Yeah, I got that out of a magazine. Just copied it on there and cut it out with a... coping saw, pocket knife.
Uh-huh. And back, did you make any more six strings back then?
Yes, I made a lot of six strings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's pretty interesting, I think. And this is your own design back here, this tailpiece?
Yes, sir.
With the pegs?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Now that very first one you saw, did that have that kind of a peg head on it?
No, it had wooden pegs for keys.
Like a violin? Mm-hmm. Like a violin? Kind?
Yes. A lot of them make them that way today. They have a peg like a violin key.
Yeah.
Fifteen frets.
Is that the way you make them all?
Yeah, about the same thing.
15. Mm-hmm. What kind of strings? Do you just have guitar strings on?
No, there's banjo strings. The first string for a 5-string banjo.
Uh-huh.
Then the fourth one. The last string is the fourth string for a 5-string banjo.
Uh-huh.
And now you can get dulcimer strings. That's what's on this one.
Yeah.
Times have changed since 1930.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know a man? Do you happen to know a man that lives over not far from here? From what I've been told, named Lloyd.
What's his name?
Roger Lloyd.
No.
Okay.
No.
Now he has a. Now this is what I've been told. I haven't met him, but they told me he lives in around Craigsville somewhere. But he has an uncle who lives in Braxton County who plays dulcimer.
I see.
He said that he had an old one
mm-hmm.
that come from over in that country. So.
That's Jim Good makes them from up next to Weston. Do you know him?
I've met him, yeah.
He's a nice man.
Uh-huh.
He makes a good dulcimer.
Uh-huh. Now this man around, I think it's on Alderson Road, who made mm-hmm. fiddles.
Yeah.
Didn't he make some dulcimers too?
I think so.
Abe?
What was his last name?
Caffer?
Yes, I remember.
I've seen fiddles he's made.
Mm-hmm. I think he made dulcimers.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you want to play another one?
What do you like?
Not anything.
Starwood Mountain. You're a fiddler. You know that one.
Yeah, that's good. Dulcimer is what, cherry?
Pardon?
Cherry, is that
mm-hmm.
cherry in a...
Solid cherry except the top, and it's mm-hmm. spruce.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that style F-hole there, is that what you put in all your dulcimers now? Or?
This? Yeah. Most of them are have a several like that.
Uh-huh. How about your old ones? When you first started making what stuff?
Oh, they had different designs. Some hearts, diamonds, different uh-huh. sound holes.
Do you have an idea how many dulcimers you've made altogether?
Oh, somewhere between 40 and 50.
Yeah.
Not too many. A lot of them made 600, they tell me.
Yeah.
Some of them 1,000. Too many.
A lot of work, huh? How about, you want to play a, I know last time I was here you played some hymns.
Hymn?
Want to play a hymn?
Old Country Church, you know that one, don't you? Do you play a dulcimer?
No. I've never owned one to even fool around with it.
I bet you could, though.
You could easily learn to play one.
Uh-huh. Just one more question I thought of. That very first dulcimer you ever saw, you say you a man at the mines had it. Do you know where that man was from?
Just around this area somewhere.
Through here. Uh-huh.
He played them with a little block of wood that he run over the first string.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you always noted them with your finger?
At first I tried it like he did, but I didn't like that, so I learned with my fingers.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
Thank you.
I've got a... see, do you know something like Sweet 16? Do you know that one? Too Young to Marry, it's called?
What about that Uncle Penn? Do you play that?
Let's see if we can play in this key or not. Let's see.
Sideward Mountain.
Sideward Mountain's in a different key.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sideward.
No, but that's in a different key
different
than I play.
Oh, that's in a different
key. I might be able to play it in this key. They try. Tune you ever learned on it?
It was a hymn, Shall We Gather at the River?
Yeah.
Wildwood Flower, do you play?
Thank you. Never played it in that key.
You know John Henry Blues?
Yeah, so go ahead and play it. Do you ever do any singing while you play?
No. I tried it once and the dog left home and never did come back.
You started telling me a while ago about different places you played. You said you played with some other fellows?
I used to play with the Webster Gospel Singers around Webster Springs.
Yeah. And you played in churches around? Or
yes.
Just all over the country?
Yeah, just around the area. Yeah. Uh-huh. Used to play for square dances when I was a kid.
Yeah, on the dulcimer? And what did you say? You were about 14 when you started playing?
Uh-huh. 60 years.
Still do pretty good. when you played for a square dance, what other instruments would play?
Sometimes it'd be different guitar, banjos, different instruments. Uh-huh.
Where would you play for dances?
Oh, just around town, just around close.
People's houses?
Neighbors' houses. They'd have dances, you know, about every Saturday night somebody would invite you to their home to a square dance.
Do you play for square dances?
Yeah. Usually up around Sutton. Uh-huh. They have it about every week. They have a dance up there at the high school or at some of the grade schools or the Lions Club. Uh-huh. Pretty good times. You folks ought to come up sometime.
I've been over there a time or two to the, well, they had the square, they start square dance, Western square dance down here at the Wahoo Travelers, maybe you've heard of.
Yeah.
I was over there with them a time or two.
These dances up Sutton, they're just old-fashioned square dancing.
Yeah.
I think there's maybe a Western group up there, too.
Yeah, there was, but I can't remember their name. I know they would come down here, you know, and then they would go up there, just different places. Uh-huh. And then start out with, and now they go to Charleston, and usually to Buchanan, you know, and everywhere like that. Different groups, different times.
Walter, when you played the dulcimer out around in your younger days, would a dulcimer attract a lot of attention because it was different?
People around here, you know, they're kind of used to them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen one of those hammer dulcimers years ago?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Years ago you saw them?
No,
just
no.
Recently?
Yes, up at Kingwood at the Buckwheat Festival.
Yeah.
Gardner's his name, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that's been in the last...
Whirly Gardner, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He plays at hammer dulcimer. Uh-huh. He's good.
Last 15, 16 years. Uh-huh. We always go up to Buckwheat Festival, uh-huh, and they used to play there.
Have you ever played up there?
No.
Did you ever tell Whirly that you played?
I haven't played anywhere in the last several years.
No, he does good to get inside. He'll go. Have you ever been up there?
No, I never have.
Well, they have they have different crafts, you know, at different places, but the main craft is down under in the firehouse, you know, down under it. And he gets inside the door and he'll start mopping the sweat. And sometimes he don't even get around to look at all the
exhibits. It's a large building.
Simply smothers. so he
maybe 6,000 people scattered around. They take up all the oxygen.
Oh, I see.
So I can't stay in there.
Yeah.
They usually play. They're right back in the far corner in one of the. Now they wasn't there. Of course, one of them died, didn't they? One of the Gardner brothers.
Was that?
Or was it one of the other?
Fluardi's brother, maybe.
Might have been.
I'm not
but
sure.
Now this is the first year that we've been going up there. Let's see, they've lived. Parker Monty's lived there about 17 years, and this is the second. First time, I guess, since we've been going, that they wasn't there this year.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how come.
Uh-huh.
They're always there every year, but this is the first year in all the time they have been here.
Did you say you left this area one time and came back?
No, I worked in different states. I worked in Florida, Ohio, and Maryland. Always came back.
Uh-huh. But you were born right near here.
Uh-huh.
How long has it been since you've been retired back here now?
You mean since I came back from Washington, D.C.? That's the last place I worked. But what year was that?
62.
62 we came back, and I've worked here since.
Uh-huh.
I did construction work.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it up there.
Yeah.
A lot of building.
How long have you folks been married?
Soon be 50 years in September.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
24 September.
That's
50
years. And I don't know if I've ever gotten your name.
Bernice.
Bernice?
Some call me Bernice, some Bernice. I used to work out in Foodland. I worked out here at Craigsville for about 13 years. They called me Bernie.
So. Put up with a lot of music since then.
Yeah. Walter, did your people come to this area, or did they always live here?
Well, my father came from Wetzel County. My mother came from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Is that
they
right?
Settled in here back when the lumber business started at Tioga.
Uh-huh.
That was way back there. I think they came here about 1910 or 1912.
He is the third cousin to the Wright brothers,
is
Oliver
right?
And Wilbur. A lot of people don't want to believe that.
Second.
You know, don't matter whether they're second. I thought you start. No.
Yeah, Uncle John was first cousin, remember, and Uncle Will.
Yeah, your mom, second.
Yeah.
Second cousin. I think Paul and Randall was third
They'd
cousin.
Tell me about helping them boys in their bicycle shop. And,
is that right?
Wilbur and all.
His mother's people live right close to
that.
Uh-huh.
That's where my mother's from, Fort Wayne, and they had a bicycle shop close to Fort Wayne.
Uh-huh.
They had the big wheel in front, didn't have no chain or nothing, like a tricycle,
on
a great big wheel in front. And my uncle said he'd helped them many a day in their bicycle shop. He was his first cousin.
Huh. Huh.
It's been a good while back.
And how about your people? You know Miller, what kind of a name that is, where your people originally came from? Or is it a German name? Or
German descent, I think.
Okay.
The name Miller.
Yeah.
We was in Germany, and an old German took me up on a mountaintop, and there was a little chapel up there. It was about 8 by 10, and he said, see the name, and carved the name Miller in at the end of that little chapel on a piece of stone.
Uh-huh.
But they pronounce it different from what we do. They don't call it Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember how they pronounce it, but it's spelled. They don't
I know in Pennsylvania, Dutch country, there's a lot of Millers.
Yeah.
And they're all German.
That's where my dad's originated from, was up in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, and then he came down into High, worked over at the tobacco farm. Then he came down to New Martinsville, and from there he came here and settled down.
Uh-huh.
Timber. A lot of timber here then. They had a big sawmill.
Yeah. Your people from around here in Bernice?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What was your name?
Underwood.
Underwood.
Uh-huh.
Any of your people play music?
Pardon?
Any of your people play music?
None that I ever knew of. My brother played a harmonica, that's all. That's the only one I can ever remember playing.
Uh-huh. So you just got the talent on your own, huh?
Some people have it and some don't, don't they?
Yeah.
Our daughter's trying to learn to play the hog fiddle. She's doing...
I don't know a thing about music.
She plays the music, you know, and she's having time finding notes, you know, way down there. But she's kind of marked off now, and she's doing a little better.
Uh-huh. How many children do you have?
Three.
Four.
The little one was down from Maryland and spent his Easter week vacation with us. He went back a week ago this past Sunday. But he comes down and stays during the summer. Uh-huh. So he schools out, he's ready to come. Uh-huh. Stays till time to go back for school. So he's planning on coming again. So I said that's why I'd started my house clean a little earlier than what I usually do, and I have to get it done for each time. We have to go fishing and all them good things.
Sure.
Do you like a cup of coffee or sandwich?
No, I better be getting...
We'll fix you something to eat this
time. No, thank you, that's okay.
Dan's been wanting to come over and see you, the
leader up here. Yeah, I met him that.
Maybe we can.